I was like, that's a little dramatic. You know what I mean? Come on, really? Like, you couldn't breathe. You couldn't think. You had to get out of the car and take a, you know, different, you had to get a cab at the time or whatever. And, you know, and that's me, you know, just going back 20 years, learning about toxicity 20 years ago. And it's absolutely 100% true. It's accurate. Like, you actually have to coach patients through the transition from living in a toxic world and not even knowing it to living in and knowing it every day of how toxic the world really is around you. Welcome to the True Health Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lonnie Bagwell, stress, inflammation, and functional health clinician.
And I'm your co-host, Bridget Spurgeon, metabolism and nutrition expert.
This podcast is where we bring hope, truth, and inspiration for your holistic health journey.
Because the world needs the best version of you.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to True Health Solutions Podcast. I'm your host, Lonnie Bagwell, Dr. Lonnie Bagwell, with my co-host,
Bridget Spurgeon. Nice to see you, everyone.
We're back again with episode number 2, and today we're going to be tackling the topic of toxicity and detoxification. And as always, at the beginning of every show, we want to share with you something that's pertinent in our lives right now to the topic at hand. And actually, both Bridget and I have very specific toxicity detox related experiences that we wanted to share. So Bridget, a little bit pre-show, we were talking about some of the things that you've been going through. So share with our listeners your personal experience since being in Mexico with toxicity.
Yes, at the recording of this video, I've been in Mexico 3 weeks now. And so certainly there's an environmental shift and there's going to be a microbiome shift. And so I have noticed a detox rash, so, you know, so to speak, on my body. And I was just telling Dr. Bagwell, it's like a combination of like a pimple or a like blister that's come up on my thighs. And so like my first thought was maybe it was the sun, you know, maybe it was a sun blister, but then I noticed it persist. And so it's very clear that it is a detox symptom. And I just think of the things that have changed. And so as I dissect it, I'm assuming it's probably the water. So the water has certainly changed. One thing that has changed about the water is I'm drinking a lot of bottled water. I don't really have a choice. And so I'm not used to drinking bottled water. I've actually been having very clean water for many years due to, you know, just protecting my hormone balance and so forth. And so certainly I could be responding to the xenoestrogens and my body just trying to get them out of my system. But what I love about this, when I see detox symptoms, is I know that my body is functioning optimally because it's getting it out of my system.
There you go. What a great example of how we encounter a toxin. Your body is properly expressing health. We can trust our body to detox. But the key here, and what we're talking more about today, is not are you toxic, but how toxic are you? And then the solution that we're going to start talking about today, although this will be a multi-part series, we're not going to leave this detox topic, you know, just for 20 minutes and then pretend like we covered enough to make the impact that we hope will happen through this podcast. But then we're going to talk about more deeper solutions on future episodes. But today it's all about the detox lifestyle. So when you went down there when you lived here, you took your detox lifestyle with you. And even some of the solutions we're going to talk about later on have been helping you along the way, right?
Yes.
And so now you'll respond better to the toxins that you come in contact with. And for me, I'm pioneering something new here for the office. I'm on day, right about 2 weeks into a parasite cleanse. I've never done that before. The research has been, challenging when you hear all the statistics around, you know, things like 90% of Americans, you know, likely have some type of an intestinal parasite. You know, that's not fun stuff to read, but in an effort to continue to be truly healthy from above down and inside out, we're doing everything we can right now to kill those guys and get them out of my body. So, and we're going to be talking more about parasites, maybe on this episode, if not definitely on one of the next couple of episodes. So stay tuned. We can give you updates on how our detoxes are going over the next couple of episodes. So, I know when I started teaching about toxicity 15 years ago, I was telling you beforehand, the very first toxicity workshop that I ever taught, there was a gentleman who had come with his wife, and he literally in the first like 5 minutes, he stood up and walked away. He just left the room and went to the car. And so, and the idea there was just that it was back in the day, even just 15 years ago, it was really tough to get people to realize that this was a real concern. Like they just believe that they were like, well, is this even a thing? Is this like, remember when they used to say about organic and they'd say, it's just a fad. It's fake. You know, doesn't really mean anything, you know? And now we know, oh no, it absolutely is like our best line of defense against a lot of these toxins in our food, right? We may not be perfect, but it's what we got right now. Same thing with detoxification. People just didn't accept it. And so now, as recently as Tuesday night, teaching a workshop here in the office, as of this recording, it wasn't a matter of, are you toxic? Everybody came there because they know they're toxic. So we really had to just explore this idea of how toxic are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so with that said, one of the biggest, I guess, statistics that really made a huge impact on me, I mean, when I was preparing for a toxicity workshop a while ago, I remember watching a video and it was one of those moments where you're doing your research for a workshop and it causes a moment of pause and it actually just catches you when you realize the breadth of how big a topic this really is and how impactful it is on people's health. And for me, it was the whole, it was the fetal cord blood. That was the study that absolutely rocked me. And for those who don't know about toxicity or about some of the testing that's happened, the research has come out, quite simply, they took blood samples out of unborn babies. So they actually did the long needle biopsy, drew blood out. And when they tested unborn children's blood, they literally found not one or two, but hundreds of chemicals. And the craziest part I remember is that, you know, that study I think was done in maybe about 10 or 12 years ago now, but they found chemicals that had been banned since the 1950s. Isn't that crazy? And so those people that we see the pictures out there right now where there's like the aluminum with like the white powder everywhere, the black and white pictures, you know, it's like because all the toxins that we just were infused into our lifestyle and our farming and all that stuff. And you see the pictures of people covered in white dust and they think it's a good thing because they think it's there to help protect them from, natural invaders, maybe pesticides, herbicides, or whatever, you know, pests and different things that will affect their crop. And yet they're literally bathing in white powder that now for 50 years has been considered, you know, completely toxic to the body, cancer causing, you know, cell destroying. And yet we're still finding that exact chemical in people that are born today. Crazy, right?
Exactly. Passed down generations. And I even think of like sodium lauryl sulfate, right? Just like it stores in the liver. And for some reason, I remember the ovaries maybe. And it doesn't, our body is designed to naturally detox. Our body is designed perfectly. But when it's just inundated with toxic, it can't keep up with the load. And so it just sits there. It sits there in the cells. And it is scary that then is passed to the fetus.
And so many of these things, you're right on. And specific to that, there's two effects. There's the immediate effect of the toxin. So the toxin comes in, disrupts cell membranes, which we know that health and disease happens at the level of the cell. And so toxins specifically come in, they disrupt the cell membranes. Now the cell membranes become rigid, and then the cells can't get rid of the toxins that are, you know, necessary to keep it healthy. And then now we have sick cells. And then those sick cells are the kind of cells that are going to duplicate, right? So that's kind of the process by which toxicity affects us. But moving away from the science and just looking at the result of what happens from toxicity through that science is that these things have now been linked to autism, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, all these different inflammatory illnesses, certainly gastrointestinal diseases all day long, liver problems. People have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease at rates that almost seem incomprehensible, that we didn't even know about it 100 years ago, and now it's the high majority of Americans, right? And we are talking about food all day long, and on this podcast, we're going to discuss lots of different food topics, and so certainly that's a big contributing factor, you know, to the GI issues and liver issues and metabolics that we're going to cover. But we can't rule out toxicity as being an all-out assault on that system of the body.
Yeah, let's talk about the three categories of toxins and how they get into our body.
Yeah, there's three main categories: environmental toxins, heavy metals, and biotoxins. So, environmental toxins is just that. We've created, I think it's over 7,000 chemicals that come in contact with just our food supply. Like, forget the rest of the life that we live, right? But just our food supply alone There's, I think, 3,000 added directly to foods, and then 7,000 or 7,500 chemicals that are a part of the processing of those foods. So we have, 10,000 chemicals right there that are impacting, and then just in that one single category. So environmental talk, personal care products is a big one, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a huge one.
Cleaning.
I think the statistic that I've cited over the years. Go ahead.
Cleaning products, just how that affects our homes.
Oh, right.
And it's our homes are 10 times more toxic than the outdoors. And I think a lot of people don't realize we feel safe in our homes, don't we? But we're actually encapsulated.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're encapsulated because we keep, especially in a Western culture, we keep our doors closed because we're keeping pollen out or the heat out or the cold out or the bugs out. But when we're doing that, we just have recirculating air that is coming from the toxins from our furniture and our mattress and our clothes and our floors and then our cleaning products and our hairspray and everything that goes in. And then we're just recirculating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, men over 180 chemicals. That they're exposed to by 9 a.m. on average, and women over 300 chemicals that they're exposed to by 9 a.m. So just, and people will say, like, how's that even possible? That's a staggering number. But think about it. You wake up and immediately you're laying in the sheets that were washed in chemicals, and those chemicals don't get washed, all rinsed away on the rinse cycle. And maybe even you threw it in the dryer and added more chemicals to it, right? With the dryer sheets and stuff like that. You're wearing clothes that were washing the same stuff. You go into the bathroom, you turn the water on, you're putting water in your mouth, brushing your teeth, so the water itself carries a certain number of chemicals, assuming that you don't have, water filtration in your house. Then you have shampoo, conditioner, different types of soaps, shaving cream. I mean, we're just getting clean. Like, we woke up and now we're getting clean, and we've already encountered, 78 chemicals at that point. And then we have to, now we're going to, get pretty for the day, right? Get those pressed clothes on, which might even have more chemicals on them, right? Makeup. We talk about that a lot. One thing that people don't realize, and I'm surprised because I've been teaching this for a long time and people still don't get it. I ask women, where does all the sparkle come from in the eyeshadow? And the reason why I know this is because I was the guy that was in the local grocery store, like actually looking at makeup. I know it looked crazy at the time, but anyway, where's all that come from? And I'm like, that, according to my research, which is just going to the grocery store and looking at it, that's aluminum flakes. That's what was in that particular eyeshadow. So now they have like all this glitter looking stuff, but it's actually metal that they're pressing onto their sensitive skin. Crazy, right?
So I'm very particular about my makeup and what I put on my skin, and I just invested in a bunch of crunchy makeup and skincare and everything, and I had it all packed and literally ready to bring overseas with me. Enough for, I don't know if it would last a year, but I didn't anticipate buying when I'm overseas, and accidentally threw it in the trash the day that we left. So you won't see me wearing eyeshadow or anything on my skin. Yeah, I found a couple eye pencil in my bag, but so I'm gonna be makeup free for a while.
There you go. So if you're watching this video, that's no makeup, no toxicity. She won't do it.
Yeah.
She refuses to wear makeup from down there.
Yes.
But let me just go back one second. So we have all these different exposures, and if you don't really realize the impact of it, then it won't matter, right? But we're talking about, this has been linked to diabetes. This has been linked to autism, right? 1 in 3 children are going to be diabetic in their lifetime, which is crazy. That's 1/3. And everybody will say, well, it's because they're sitting, this is important, because they're sitting in front of their TV playing video games and eating Big Macs. But let me just tell you that both of my sons have had to detox because of specific conditions or symptoms that they were having. And in my family, they have not grown up in front of the TV. They have eaten clean. They've actually had a pretty decent detox lifestyle. We spend, you want to talk about grounding and spending time outdoors and fresh air. We're spending whatever, 20 to 30 nights of our year under the stars in hammocks somewhere in the mountains of Western North Carolina. So at the end of the day, even children who are growing up in what I would consider to be an above average detox lifestyle still need to detox, right? And the statistics as it pertains to the kids is crazy. 75% of those children are going to have a chronic illness in their lifetime. So the solution can't be like, I'm going to do a Wonder Cleanse or eat a Superberry, you know, one time a year in January, you know, or, you know, after whatever, after Thanksgiving or something. Like, it has to be the lifestyle that we live, right? It has to be something that's just day in, day out. We're reducing our total body burden of toxicity.
I also find, Dr. Bagwal, that the cleaner, like the more intentional we are, the healthier we are, the cleaner we are, that when it comes to toxins, it makes our body more sensitive. Like, we even think, you know, with our team in the clinic, many of us, you know, someone walks in the clinic and they have strong perfume or cologne on. You know, it's not unusual for someone to get a headache or get some kind of reaction from it. Why? Because our bodies are so clean, our bodies function better. So our body is going to reject it in a stronger way. Could you maybe speak about that a little bit? Because I think that's an interesting thing to understand.
Yeah, I love that concept, because my favorite part of going through all this is the learning. You get to learn about your own body. And I remember learning academically. I was in a workshop and somebody was telling me about how they got into a car where somebody had the little tree hanging in the car, the little air freshener. And I literally, I mean, I was listening to the story. I was like, that's a little dramatic. You know what I mean? Come on, really? Like, you couldn't breathe. You couldn't think. You had to get out of the car and take a, you know, different, you had to get a cab at the time or whatever. And, you know, and that's me, you know, just going back 20 years, learning about toxicity 20 years ago. And it's absolutely 100% true. It's accurate. Like, you actually have to coach patients through the transition from living in a toxic world and not even knowing it, to living in and knowing it every day of how toxic the world really is around you. And it could be food too. It could be the food you eat. So for example, you know, my bride, you know, if we go out to eat and she'll order, you know, bison burger, which is automatically grass fed, or a grass fed burger, and they accidentally bring her the wrong one halfway through the meal, she'll know that they brought her the wrong meat, because she's that sensitive to, you know, the toxins that are in the other meats, right? And the fatty acids ratios and all that stuff. And so, and I know that, like, for us, even in the office, like, again, we're living pretty clean and well detoxed here. And so if like a new patient comes in and we haven't had a chance to educate them on this stuff yet, and they're wearing like a ton of perfume, right? That is, it might smell good. Like, it might be appealing of a smell, but it will literally cause immediate eye watering. You know, your nose starts, you literally go into a detox reaction within seconds. So when you're clean, and here's the big lesson. I love this lesson I learned it best with food, but the lesson is, I lived a life when I ate fast food and I was out on the road all the time for my summer jobs when I was in college and everything. And I didn't even realize how sick I was, how much I didn't have any energy, how it was disrupting my sleep at night. I had no idea, because that was my whole world. But when you take a step back and you change your nutrition, or in this case, if you detox, you will start to realize just how, like, you're literally living in an alternate universe. You know what I mean? Like, you're literally living in, like, there's this incredibly toxic world that you don't even know it, because your body gave up a long time ago trying to resist it.
Exactly.
But clean things up, and it will remind you today. It will literally remind you that, you know, hey, don't put that stuff in your stomach, because then it'll make you feel sick. You know, don't breathe that air in, because that's sick for your body, right?
Yeah.
So I love that lesson. It's a hard lesson learned.
I think we just overwhelm the liver. And so, like, when we are eating all the wrong foods and just inundating our body with toxins, like you said, we shut down. But and it's almost just because, like, the body is in survival mode. And then, because I notice this even, like, when I help patients shift their nutrition for metabolics and weight loss, but suddenly the toxins stop coming in, and then all the symptoms and then the detox reactions happen. Like, I've seen that literally within 24 hours of someone mm-hmm. changing the nutrition, it can be a headache, it can be diarrhea, it can be getting the immune system shuts down and getting sick, it can be a rash. And in the person's, in the patient's mind, they're like, but I'm doing healthy things, why am I feeling sick? It sounds counterintuitive, but it's just because they've given their liver now a break mm-hmm. where now it can start functioning properly.
Yeah. This is real detox problems that we're talking about right here. And the reason why I say that is because so many people might be listening to this and saying, well, I did a detox and I didn't have those kind of responses, or I did a cleanse and it didn't affect me that way. And that's because it's a billion-dollar industry, right? Like, there's so many products out there that are marketed as detox. They might be more cleanses than, I would say, of all the products that I know of, or protocols and quote solutions out there, 99% of them are cleanses, which are just to move things through the body. And just a small percentage actually cause a cellular level detoxification to happen. And I can say that with a high degree of certainty now at this point, because now I understand what detoxification really is and what it takes to actually get those cells to open up and release the toxins. So there's passive things you can do. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a lot of good cleanses out there if that's the purpose. But to use the word detox, you have got, that's a whole other level. So when we're doing it real detox here, we're doing it correctly, we will see 24 hours, boom, things are changing. And I love that about, I mean, it's not hard to see it working. Now you just have to coach patients through it so that they understand that this is a good thing and the body's appropriately expressing health and that this isn't a symptom of some kind of sickness.
So Dr. Bagwell, how, you know, you've said that it's not if we're toxic, it's how toxic are we? And even like you and I, as people that live, or like we're holistic practitioners, and so we live a detoxed lifestyle and we still experience symptomatology and, you know, and detox symptoms. So, so how would someone know how toxic they are, or if it's an issue, or what toxins are in their body? Like, you know, how would someone understand their body better?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when we started that years ago, honestly, there weren't as good of tests, or at least the testing that we would do weren't as validated. So we're always nervous about rolling something out to patients that doesn't have the research to back it. But the beautiful thing is as of the recording of this podcast, there's a lot of great options that you can, and some very inexpensive and simple to do, that are highly sensitive and rival even the most expensive testing that we have out there. I mean, some of the tests that we do, you know, for $99 rival $5,000 labs. And so, so we always, the philosophy of our office is always going to be test, don't guess. And so, you know, we have to be able to test what it is that we're looking for, ask the right questions, which will give us better answers about what that patient's really going through physiologically. And that leads to, you know, better, more efficient, streamlined protocols to get patients to where they want to go, right? And so the first test that we love to use is MetaOxy. It's a simple little vial. It's a urine test, and it's a generic test. Just tell everybody that up front. That's just a test to look at total free radical damage and total inflammatory load in the body. But looking at things like toxicity through the foods that we eat really being the number one cause of inflammation inside the body, then it is an indirect test, yet we really are testing for the number one cause of why that little vial would turn hot pink, right? That inflammation that we detect. And so MetaOxy testing is the first thing, simple, quick, easy. And then we have more advanced testing like VCS testing. So most people don't realize, and you wouldn't unless you've studied, I guess, but different toxins actually will float around in your eye, right? Because your eye's actually a nerve ending, right? So most people don't realize the eye's the end of a nerve that's exposed, which is kind of crazy. And so those toxins will float around in that aqueous solution in the eyes. And so those different toxins, whether it's a heavy metal, whether it's just general environmental toxicity, whether it's a biotoxin like an amoeba or a parasite, they actually reflect light differently. So believe it or not, there are actually visual tests. Like you'd go to the eye doctor and do different visual tests, cover one eye, read the chart, cover. There's other charts that determine more visual contrast. And so we can actually tell not just what type, but how much of a burden the different categories of toxicity are, which is just, again, incredible. And I love it because we're just honoring how the body works, and we're testing that. That's a very customized test for someone that's super simple and easy, you know, that we can do because of how amazing the body is, really. And then the third thing is, which is probably, you know, the more typical type of testing, is going to be we can just collect blood or urine. We send it off to the lab, and they're not too expensive. They're a few hundred dollars, but then you can actually map out all the toxins that are in your body, you know, right now. And that's what I did. So I had already done the other testing. And then working with my mentor, I was having a couple of symptoms that were weird. They were literally left field. I mean, they had nothing to do with anything else that we had worked on previously with my health. And he said, at this point, I'm just concerned that you have mold. And I was like, are you kidding me? Because we've been through this with my wife before, and molds can be a real challenge. And I said, okay, I'll do the test. And sure enough, because he's super smart and that's why he's my mentor, the highest out of all the things that I had on there, which was mostly just some like lower levels of some environmental stuff, like polystyrene and plastics and things like that, that was found in my urine. The number one thing that came up in red was, in fact, a common household mold.
Wow.
So he was spot on with his assessment there. So we tested, we didn't guess on it. It gave us the right answer. And then now I'm in the middle of this parasite cleanse, but we're able to tweak that a little bit to help accommodate for the mold that we found in my body. And then, and that changes what we'll do the 30 days after we're done the parasite cleanse. So we test, we don't guess. And now we have a high degree of certainty. It doesn't mean that you always find everything on a test, but what it does mean is that it gives you a high degree of certainty for what your next best step is, which is what I've been saying for many years. And if you do enough next best steps, then eventually you arrive at your end goal.
I love it. And, you know, thank you for like leading the way and setting the example there, because even as the expert and as the doctor, the clinician, you have a mentor, you have someone supervising your healing protocols, your testing. We're in it. We can't rely on our wisdom for our own health, right? Like a doctor still needs a doctor. You're still investing in your health and you are living out protocols. And so I acknowledge that in you, Dr. Bagwal, and in leading your patients well.
Oh, thank you. And that's till the day we die. Right? We want to live out. It's all about adding, not so much adding years to our life, but we definitely, more than anything else, we want to add as much life to our years as we can, right? And so that's what we're doing. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about true health solutions. And even some of the stuff we talked about today, and we're going to get more into how toxicity affects your metabolism. That's going to be really important, because that's not just about weight loss. That's about your body's ability to convert things to energy so you can do life well, like we're talking about, more life to our years. That's coming up on our next episode. And then we're going to get deeper into how do you actually, like, so many people talked about parasite cleanses. Yeah, but it's such a complex process to actually get a parasite out of your body. It's not going to happen by just taking some black walnut, right? Or how do we get inside the cells? How do we actually change the way your body uses energy, you know, affecting mitochondria, you know, from a metabolic standpoint? So the solutions are going to be covered a little bit more in the next couple of episodes. But we hope you enjoyed the show today. We hope you learned something a little bit about toxicity, where it comes from. Tune into the next couple of episodes where we start to talk about how to impact your life even more. And then how do we get this stuff out of there for good so that we can settle into a simple detox lifestyle that keeps us healthy and, again, adds more life to our year. So Bridget, anything you want to say before we check out for today?
Remember to subscribe to our podcast so that you will get real time notifications on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us today on True Health Solutions Podcast. Make sure that you click to subscribe. Also, go to our website, www.truehealthcharlotte.com. where you can download any resources related to today's show or any future shows. And lastly, if you search for True Health Center Group on Facebook, you'll be able to join our free health community. We look forward to seeing you there.